Elliot, Justin and I were on the leadoff this morning and basically started the rumor that Eric Staal's coming to Toronto. Could you see him being a potential fit with the Leafs? And if not, who could you see more being more realistically fitting into a top six role with the Maple Leafs for their playoff push and playoff run?
You know, I got to tell you, I know, Anthony, you're a big GIF guy, right? I think every Thursday when you and Justin go on from 8:30 to 9, you should put up that Elmo burning GIF, because I always get a text message about something that's been said.
Put out our fires.
Like, that's awesome. True? Could this really be happening? And my general response is by now is, why do you listen to those two guys?
Leave you to be the insider.
You know, I do think that that's a name that Toronto, like, I think Toronto's considering, look, like I said this, I think they're going to try to add a guy who could play in their top six, right? More likely with Tavares and Nylander. I think they're going to try to do something there. And why couldn't Eric Staal be that guy? You know, or somewhere else in the lineup. You know, I think, you know, the interesting thing about Eric Staal is in the past, he hasn't always really wanted to move. He's a big family guy. He's comfortable in the situations. He was comfortable in Carolina. He tried the Rangers. He didn't like the midseason move very much, and he liked Minnesota. But this is a different situation. It's not going well in Buffalo. He had some comments this morning about how miserable it's been. I think he's a guy who would welcome a change and a chance to play for a championship. So I think he'd be willing. I think he's one of Toronto's kind of look at. And it makes sense to me because he can play center. He can play wing. He's not a guy who's going to cause you a lot of problems. I could definitely see him as a possibility, although at this point in time, I think Toronto's kind of just saying, okay, what are all the different things we can do? What are the options we can do? I think Toronto's willing to do things, but because of their cap situation, whoever they do it with has to be willing to play ball with them. So I think that's part of the conversation too.
You know, Sportsnet's really missing an opportunity at, like, trade deadline day and free agency to put Stewie and I at a desk called The Outsiders, where we just wildly speculate to fill time while you actually send text messages.
I don't think you guys should be called The Outsiders. I think you guys should be called The Five Alarmers. Because we all have to grab the hoses to put out what you guys turn.
The arsonists in the corner. I love it.
The arsonists. I like that. The arsonists.
Well, I'm creating drama then. Let's go to fans. I saw that in Texas, the Texas Rangers baseball team is, for opening day, going to just have 40,000 people there. Go ahead. 40,000, sit beside each other. Let's get to it. Texas is a different beast to Canada. What are the chances we see a whole whack of fans at a Dallas Stars game or any other game, you know, farther south at some point here?
Well, I mean, if you just watch what's going on, If you just watch what's going on out there, Justin, you know, the vaccine, like, the crowds are going up by small percentages all the time. Like, Columbus is now up at 25. Tampa's raising their Stanley Cup banner this weekend. You know, I believe there are NHL players who've been vaccinated already, and not because they've jumped the line, as far as I can tell, but because they're eligible. And, you know, I just think that we're in a situation right now where the States is so far ahead of us that I think people, to me, a full stadium right now, it's a little bit crazy. But, you know, I look at where we are in Canada and I look at where they are in the States, and it's like we're on a different planet. Like, we can't even think about fans in an arena right now, and more the U.S. is opening up. Like, I know a friend of mine who does business in Arizona. He says it's like it never existed here. You know, I think it's very hard for me to wrap my head around that because of where we still are, right? So I guess you just have to see it as, they're ahead of us, and there's not much we can really do about it.
How much, then, with eyes to trade deadline, are the various quarantine issues holding up deals? And do Canadian teams need to make their trades in advance of the 12th of April?
I think, like, you know, Jeff, we've talked about how Toronto after tonight is 5 games in 14 days, right?
Yes.
And is that going to be there where they say it makes most sense for us to strike at this time? And I do think they've at least considered it. I don't know if it's going to be possible. It takes two to tango. But I do think that's something Toronto's looked at. I think it's a factor. Like, I don't know how crazy Winnipeg is, for example, about going through that again after they went through it with Dubois. Like, the Vertanen thing with Anaheim and Vancouver, part of it was cash, and part of it was also, I think, just, you know, Vancouver knew they were going to be shorthanded for a couple weeks. It's a very big factor, Jeff, no question about it.
Could you see Edmonton or Calgary, even Winnipeg, making a big splash, knowing that they're fairly close and the division's wide open? Do you think they would, you know, bypass this 14-day quarantine period, not really worrying about it, knowing that if they get these pieces, I see if the Jets, they add one or two defenses, you know, guys, I think they can really make a push as well. Do you think they're really, really worried about that quarantine period?
I think they are. Like, the thing about Calgary is Calgary, I think, would have done something too. Like, Calgary was really trying before they made the coaching change to make some moves. But I do think that was a huge factor. Like, they just can't afford Anthony where they are to be shorthanded for 2 weeks. It's just not feasible, right? I think the most interesting thing for some of these other teams is, I don't know if comfortable is the right word, Anthony, but do you feel that you're going to be in? Like I look at Edmonton. First of all, Edmonton, anything they do has got to be dollar in, dollar out. That's number one. Number two, like, if they think they're in, maybe, like, I think Toronto, like, I think the Leafs, if they're trading off their roster, they're comfortable that they're okay that they're going to do that. My question is, how does Edmonton feel about that? How does Winnipeg feel about that? How does Montreal feel about that? Do you really say, okay, we're in, we can really afford to do this? I think Toronto can do that. Like I said, Winnipeg went through it once. I'm not sure how eager they are to do it again. I could see some of these teams saying, okay, what's Ottawa thinking? What's Vancouver? Like, Vancouver's talking like they're still going to go for it, but I think we all realize, you know, they're not going to make it. Like, what is? Like, can we find help there? I think that would be the preference.
So, Elliot, what happens when we get into playoffs and the Canadian division crowns their winner and they head on to the conference finals? There's a 2-week quarantine period coming and going from Canada. What's going to happen? Are Canadian teams just going to be stuck playing no home games for the final two rounds?
It's possible. It's possible. Ooh. Yeah, like I think there's a good chance if the Leafs can't play, can't cross the border, I think there's a good chance they're playing in Buffalo if they make the semifinal. Mm-hmm. But like, if the border still requires a quarantine, I think they play in Buffalo. And, you know, if Winnipeg gets there, maybe it's Minnesota. I do think that is something they're talking about, Justin. Yes, where these teams would have to play if they can't cross the border.
No point in making that decision now, obviously, until we're closer to the date. Elliot, want to leave you on this one. 1 year ago, right? Everything changed. We've all aged about 20 years since then. What do you remember from that night? We worked together, you, me, and Brian. What do you remember from that night a year ago?
No, it was. I just remember how much everything changed so quickly, Jeff. You know, like, I remember the game was Winnipeg-Edmonton. I had no recollection of what happened on the ice. You know, I don't remember who won the game. I don't remember anything about the game. What I just remember is, you know, Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita, it got announced they were positive. Then Rudy Gobert and the NBA shutting down. You know, like, it was bananas. And you knew that there was no way the NHL could be unaffected. The other thing I remember is, I think it was a Friday that the NHL officially suspended the league.
Yep.
And we were all at the studios at the Fan 590, and we're like, okay, and we all thought we'd see each other in 2-3 weeks, right?
Yeah, we did that podcast. Like, all right, see you in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple weeks. And it's a year, and we're still not out of this yet. Like, it's amazing about how naive most of us really were.